Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
For 2 weeks and fall madly in love and just wreck my life. So,
nice.
Just letting you know, we'll have to do Skype podcast.
Well, on that note, welcome back.
Are we live?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's up? Welcome back to the He Said, She Said podcast.
Episode 12.
Wow, 12 weeks. What's going on?
I can't do that. Not after what I just told you.
Yeah, okay.
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot. Yeah, so what? The world is on fire.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a bit.
Today's not going to be as fun.
No.
It's always fun.
But there's some things that just need to be talked about, I guess. Sort of. I think so, anyways.
But before we get into the depressing topics yet again.
Yes.
Mac Nasty, how was your week?
My week was good. What did we do? Did we hang out Saturday? Yes, we did.
Did we hang out Friday?
No.
Honestly, the weeks all have blended together.
This has actually been a super long week for me. Just really busy at work. Friday night I didn't do anything. Saturday night the gang came over. Well, half the gang and then some new gang came over and watched the fights.
I feel like we already talked about that last week.
No, dude.
That was this past week?
That was this past weekend because we watched the main event. Frankie Edgar and Pedro Munoz.
That was last week.
No, then we watched a boxing fight, and then we watched Bill and Ted, and then we watched something else. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, we went to Castle Fun Park.
Ah, yes.
I can see the hamster wheel turning in Courtney's brain right now.
Well, I feel like all of these past weeks have just all blended together. And I feel like every time we talk,
yeah,
the past weekend feels like the same. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of a dumb way to explain. But it feels like every weekend is the same weekend.
Oops, that's going to sound like a fart, but it was my foot stuck to the chair. And then throughout the week, just working, I'm still writing.
Oh.
So I pumped an article out on Wednesday, I think.
Oh, wow.
And then
I thought you were done.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Uh-oh. Did they not let you, or you just wanted to?
I feel like I've been kind of stuck in like a weird rut in the last like 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't really been like wanting to, and then I kind of had a talk with one of the guys that runs the site, and we just kind of talked, and I laid it all out there, and then I was just like, you know what, fuck it. Let's do it.
Hmm.
So, and then I'm also covering a jiu-jitsu thing on Sunday, so that'll be fun. So yeah, the bitch is back.
Ayo.
And then just work. Oh, watching a lot of New Girl. Hmm. If you haven't seen it, go see it. I feel like I'm Nick. So if you watch it.
Oh, that's with Zooey Deschanel.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I feel like I'm Nick. So if you watch it, let me know.
It's a spitting image.
I just don't know why. I just feel like it's me.
Very interesting.
And then today is Thursday, the 27th. So Courtney's over.
Yeah.
That's about it. The life of a 26-year-old single guy without a vehicle.
Did you hear that? He's single.
What's up, ladies?
Oh my God.
How about you? How was your week?
I can't take myself seriously. It was good.
Courtney had a good week. She's got a busy week next week. She starts her really new job. Oh my God.
What?
She's growing up.
Ah! That's about that. But I'm super nervous because it's been about 4 months since I've had a job.
The first week will be tough and then it'll just be normal.
But, oh my God. So my insurance on my car. So I drive a brand new car.
Like not a big deal.
Not a big deal or anything, but I'm just like $30,000 in debt. So my insurance last year was $376 a month.
This chair is making so much noise. It's
really annoying. Shut the fuck up because I'm telling a story.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. My insurance last year was $376 a month. And then this year, it went up to $485. So I was paying $500 a month for insurance. So I went to my insurance people, whatever you'd call them, like an insurance? I added my mom on as a driver. And my insurance went down, so now I'm paying $385. So it's still more than what I was paying last year. But, and people might say, it's because you're driving a brand new car. No, because my brother drives a shitty 90s Chevy Cavalier. The thing costed him $900. It's a fucking bucket, all right? Like, it's garbage. And his insurance is $20 cheaper than mine per month.
ICBC is just like a bunch of crooks.
So I did that this week. I did an adult thing. So I dealt with my insurance. And then my mom's graduating. Or she graduated. I said she graduated university last week. So my dad's been planning like a huge surprise party for her. So we've got that on Saturday.
Nice.
So all day Friday and Saturday is just cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. And
then party, party, party.
Party, party, party. But it's a COVID-friendly party.
So, like, masks so and glory
a
holes?
Face mask and wear gloves, and I have to serve people.
What about the glory holes? Just in case somebody gets
fuck you.
Freaky in the
I'm
bathroom.
I'm done telling my story. Yeah,
she's
no.
Sick of my shit already.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Get out of here.
Pardon?
Get out of here.
Peace out.
Fuck.
Yeah, this past week I feel I've been super busy, but I honestly, it's flown by. I can't remember what I've done.
You're really just bringing the mood down.
No, but these next couple topics are...
Okay, before we do that, let's get into, like, a couple questions here that somebody sent me.
Okay.
Before we get it down. So, we mentioned this on the very first episode.
Oh.
So maybe people didn't listen.
Okay.
Or forgot. How did we meet and how did our friendship blossom?
No, I feel like we talked about that the first time we recorded and then we lost it.
Oh, okay. So we met at the gym.
Yeah. No, we definitely did talk about this.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll just go quick.
Whatever.
We met at the gym, Revolution Martial Arts. We were slinging juice behind the juice bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then... yeah, I mean, we hit it off really easy.
Really quick.
We were just, like, joking around, bullshitting back and forth.
Yeah.
Very sarcastic friendship that started mm-hmm. out. And then...
when did we start, like, actually hanging out?
Well, I gave you rides home, like, almost every night.
Yeah.
So then, and then...
Oh, how the turntables have turned.
Turned,
yeah. Tables have turned.
Oh, shit. But then, yeah, we just kind of hit it off. We're fairly similar.
Yeah.
In some senses.
So. I feel like we really hit it off when we went to the fights together. Craig's fight.
Yeah. So I took Courtney as my plus one to an MMA fight and almost got my head taken off because of that. But we won't get into that. And then, yeah, we've just kind of been friends ever since. Courtney's really easy to talk to. So I'm able to bounce shit off of her without any judgment and vice versa sometimes.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, yeah, we vent. Every time we record, there's about half an hour of me just fucking spewing shit out at Mac.
Yeah, and then when we hang out, like, out of the podcast and stuff like that, we just joke around like we're...
Oh, yeah.
It's easy.
Brother and sister.
Basically.
Step bro.
What are you doing, step bro? So, yeah, that's pretty much how we met and how we got into this.
Yeah.
This is one of... So, you've obviously had some pretty epic drunk nights together. What's one of the most memorable for each of you? We've only really had one night where we both got fucked
sloshed.
Up. And that was Courtney's 21st birthday.
Oh, my God. I don't think we've told the story.
Yeah. So
I don't know if it's legal enough to tell.
Well, we'll tell parts of it.
Semi-PG version.
So, Courtney turned 21 in... February?
Yeah.
In February. So the gang got together. We took a limousine. Ever heard of one? Not a big deal. We took a limo downtown and we went to Portside. And yeah, so I was having a good time. I was dancing. I was bouncing around all these random people making friends. God, yeah. Hot Jen showed up.
Hot Jen.
And then left, went to a sex show.
Mm-hmm.
So
we pretty much did too. We fucking went to Red Room.
Yeah, that was fucking Red weird. Room. So, I was having a blast at Portside. You know, I was not sober.
I think everyone was having a blast.
Not sober. My dance moves came out. I was fucking just having a time.
Oh God. Let's show them what it was. I'll reenact it.
Okay, so this is my dance move right here.
Fucking put it into overdrive.
So you gotta grab the steering. You gotta grab the steering wheel.
You're dancing like this.
You gotta grab the steering wheel.
Then you go like this, and you're dancing like this, and then you kick it into high gear. You go.
I was doing that all night,
holy
and then
crap.
So I started to, you know what the cool kids call sober up, coming down.
Mac, oh my God, you dirty bastard!
And somebody was like, "Hey, let's go to the Red Room," which usually is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Usually, 9 times out of 10, the Red Room, great time.
She's popping.
This time, was that 1 out of 10?
Yeah.
So we get there. Courtney and Brandon are already inside. I'm tailing behind with the other group and some...
Guatemalan.
Some random ass bitch.
The Guatemalan. We call her the Guatemalan.
Yeah, some random woman.
Not even.
Yeah, don't know what she was. And we won't get into that because we'll get in trouble. So we wait in line. We get into the Red Room and we walk in to coat check and to pay cover. And she was like, it's $40 cover tonight.
Yeah, it was fucked.
And I was like,
they're like, oh, what? We have a special DJ. I was like, he can't be that special.
I was like, yeah, I'm not really into this. And then somebody ended up paying my cover because I was not paying $40 to go into a club at fucking 12:30 when I'm already...
It was way later than that, my friend. We didn't get home until 4.
Okay, well, I was already not in a good headspace at that time.
None of us were.
So we get there, and it is... Okay, how do I say this politically correct? I like to go see DJs, and I like
there
to
was
go...
furries there.
Yes,
we'll just say
I'm
that.
Not
okay.
into I'm not a dubstep type of guy either, and that's kind of what was playing a lot of it.
I do.
Yeah, I can tell.
But there was furries there, and I have nothing against furries.
It was weird.
It was a funky night. It was a weird crowd.
Very weird
for,
crowd.
Especially for a Saturday night, too.
And then I got into it with the bathroom attendant, too, because I didn't tip him. So that was annoying.
Which is super weird.
Like, buddy, you work in a bathroom.
I think you're the funniest part of the night was coke. Our friend was absolutely fucked out of his mind.
If you have me on Snapchat, you probably saw it.
And I was telling him, I'm like, hey man, like I'm fucked up at this point too, but I'm such a good mom. I'm fucked. I can barely talk. I'm slurring my words, and I'm like, dude, you just gotta drink some water. Like, you gotta just fucking Arlen.
Oh.
And I was like, buddy, you just gotta drink some water. Like, it's okay. And he turns to me like, vodka soda water?
Yes. Oh my God.
And then continues to turn around to all of us. Do you guys want vodka soda waters? And I'm like, no, like water. And then he's like, I'll get 10 vodka soda waters, please, to the fucking bartender.
Oh.
And she makes all of them, leaves them on the table. I don't know if he took one or two or whatever, but he left them there.
So at this point of the night also, I was drinking water.
Yeah.
Because I was done. Like, my body is shutting down.
Yeah.
I'm ready for bed.
Well, we had gone to Portside. Well, we had gotten downtown around 9.
Yeah.
Got some food. And then, yeah, we went over to Portside.
We didn't get food.
10.
We went straight to Portside,
no,
didn't we?
No, we went and got pizza. That's where we met up with Brando's friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so then we went across to Portside.
Oh, Jacob's friend showed up too.
Yeah, fuck. So we go into Portside and we're there for a while. I don't know where I was going with this. I had something in my mind.
I don't know, but Portside, one hell of an establishment. I always have a great time when I go there.
It was good.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
But, so limo picks us up and I literally like...
Literally, literally, literally.
Sorry, Dad. I laid down, like my back was on the seat and my butt was on the ground.
Fuck,
I was,
dude, all of us were so rail.
It was
terrible.
Bad choice words, but yeah.
Sorry, not railed. We were fucking Gooned.
Yeah, it you was. Gooned. It's a good time though. Then we went to Chorus for brunch, and yeah, I was.
Oh, that was a disaster the next morning.
I was still. That was. Oh man, that was. I we was all rough. Were
dead. There yeah. was more than liquor that was fucking in our systems.
Yes, basically.
If you will.
And so that's kind of the only time that Courtney and I have really gotten.
Oh, that's where the story was. Yeah, that's the only time we've ever gotten drunk together.
Like, hammered drunk together. You've seen me hammered. You saw me hammered a couple weeks ago.
I've seen Mac hammered, and he's seen me hammered, but never at the same time.
Because one of us is looking after the other.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a very... And I was telling my buddy this, too. I'm not a sloppy drunk. I've never been one to cry or to...
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that either.
My birthday, I feel like, is probably one of the only times that I've ever been, like, slurring my words. But there was a lot more going on. So, I had good reason. But I'm a pretty fucking, like, I'm a pretty responsible drunk. Like, I can be fucked out of my mind and still manage to mother other people.
No, I am the same way. Like, I'm pretty good drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I
not to brag or anything, but we're kind of fucking fantastic.
I hadn't blacked out in years until like a month or two ago when I blacked out at Brandon's house.
Oh, yeah.
That I basically drank a full bottle of Pink Whitney.
I've blacked out once in my life, and it was on my 19th birthday.
I used to black out all the time when I played
never.
It's bad.
I've blacked out once, and I've had a super bad hangover where I was puking the next day once.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I was drinking that night.
Everything.
I think it was like
anything and everything. Vodka water. Hay-alls.
No, I don't.
Teas.
I don't fuck with Hay-alls because it hurts you my did. Stomach. Did I? Oh fuck! But vodka.
Hence
I did
the blacking out.
Gin and tonics, vodka waters, vodka sodas, vodka crans.
Vodka soda water.
Molly water.
Oh yeah.
It was a good time. So that's.
It needs to happen more often, but more often than not, like one of us is either.
Yeah, and it's. COVID, so it's super hard to really do anything.
I'm usually either driving and or we just smoke instead.
Yeah, we like the medicinal stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so last one you want to know. Three of our guilty pleasures. Three of our guilty pleasures that not many people know about us.
That's a hard one because I feel like I don't really have a lot of guilty pleasures. But the ones that I do have are not really guilty pleasures.
So I can think, like, it doesn't have to be big. So one for sure, I mean, a lot of people know this probably. One of my biggest guilty pleasures is podcasts.
Yeah.
I literally have, fuck,
literally,
sorry,
literally,
Dad.
Literally.
My God, fuck. I have.
I'm going to bring the taboo buzzer. I was telling Uncle Sal, because I was hanging out with him the other day and I kept saying it and I kept stopping myself and I'm like, I fucking hate myself. But we need a taboo buzzer. That way we're like a cat. We'll do a little fucking Sigmund Freud experiment or something.
What else? Instagram. I fell in love the other day again on Instagram.
Oh, with who?
Julia Rose. Yeah.
The name sounds familiar, but I have to put a face.
You'd know who she is. She's famous. Yeah. She doesn't know who I am yet. Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, this is kind of fucking... I'm not even speaking into my mic. This is really common for girls, I feel like. I love watching just the most fucked up documentaries of murderers, like... serial killers, rapists, Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy and like prison documentaries.
Yeah, I guess if you bring that up, then one of my guilty
but
pleasures.
That's pretty common.
Yeah. But I mean, do a lot of people know that about you?
Yeah.
One for me that probably not a lot of people know that about me, except for like you guys and guys that I like live with and played hockey with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Bachelor guy.
Oh my God. Who isn't? I fucking love that show.
Yeah. Like.
I have a
soft
spot.
One guy and like
spot.
20 girls?
Oh my God. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I have a soft spot for reality TV.
Do you ever used to watch A Real World?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, whatever. There's the age difference.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's hard to think about that because I feel like I have guilty pleasures, but they're so common and just everyone knows about them. But I feel like the biggest thing is I love watching fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I listen to the Ted Bundy tapes. You know, I'll watch fucking the first 48. I'll go on. I went on. Oh my God. Last year, I had a whole binge fucking month where I would lay in my bed for 6 hours on YouTube watching videos of like the toughest prisons and like all of that kind of shit.
I used to do that too. I'd go down YouTube rabbit holes on gangs.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, I just, you know, one video after another video, all of a sudden I'm in New York, and now I'm in LA, and now I'm in Europe, and it's like all this gang stuff, and I'm like, whoa. Mm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
I guess that's a guilty pleasure, but people know about it.
Yeah. What about blacked.com?
No.
Just kidding.
No, you're not, but it's not true.
So, shout out to the man, Jeremy Brand, for those questions.
The man, Jeremy Brand.
Owner of MMASucka.com. Go check it out. Check out Sucka Radio. Check out the Wonder Brand show. The guy just does it all.
Wow. You should be a SoundCloud rapper.
Why?
That was pure fire.
Check it. Check it.
I am...
Fire, flame, spitta.
Take back what I just said.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Well... Sorry, we're such boring people, but let's get on to the juicy stuff. For starters, the NBA are boycotting playing. Some teams are boycotting playing their games.
Yep. How do you feel about that? I think we're going to have different opinions, which is fine. You want me to get into it first?
I understand why. I just feel like it's not going to change what happened. And it's not going to bring enough awareness. Hard to explain, but like what happened is shitty. But I don't think that cop is going to feel any more guilty knowing that the teams aren't going to play a game.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that in the way that, like, oh, they should just play anyway. Like, but...
Okay, so what the whole quote-unquote point of this is... So, people use sports as a distraction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if they're not playing, this is what they want to do. They don't want to be used as a distraction. They want people, and it's working. Look, we're having a conversation about it right now. Right? They want people to stop what the fuck they're doing and have a conversation about it. Right? It's not about what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's just compounding shit, right? And all of a sudden the kettle boils over.
Yeah.
Right? It's just... Do you need to pause and
No, read that? I'm trying to find the articles that I was reading on it. But I am listening. I'm just trying to find... LeBron posted a bunch of tweets and
right, like these people have had enough. Like two of my best friends are black, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel so strongly on this subject.
Yeah,
right? It's not about who did what. It is in some sense, but this is about like people need to stop. It's fucking 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living in the 1960s anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's just they've had enough and they want people to have the conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have stopped playing games because why would they want to be paraded around and have these people stop what they're doing and watch a basketball game when instead they could be talking to their families, which they're probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's got to start the conversation, right? They're fighting. They want their owners to do something. These are all rich billionaire white people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're not playing. They want them to. They've got politicians in their cell phone. They can call up a politician, right? They're buddy buddies. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create awareness for why is this shit happening?
Yeah.
So I don't want to get too much into that politics side, but the fact that yes, whatever happened with the guy, right? I don't want to fucking get into it.
I don't know what really happened. All I read was that police officer shot someone.
7 times. With his kids in the vehicle 2 feet away. Why do we need to shoot 7 times?
Yeah.
Why can't we use a taser? Why can't we do something else? Yes, he wasn't listening, but it's hearsay. Another weird fact, what about that fucking white guy in the protests? With the fucking 17-year-old with a machine gun. He shot 3 people, killed 2 of them. Doesn't matter what side you're on, you kill somebody, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not putting politics in it, but the fact is that he shot them, and he walked to the police that were just down the road with his hands up. What did the police do? They drove right by him. It's on video. You can clearly see it.
Hmm.
Right? So that's why they're protesting games. They've had enough, and yeah. It's just going to get worse and worse. Right? And I want to get into something real quick. The NHL fucked up on Wednesday night.
Why?
Absolutely fucked up on Wednesday night. They played their games. I don't care about that. They could have played their games. That's fine. It's hearsay. They held a ceremony before the Boston-Tampa Bay game, I believe it was. And they called it a moment of reflection. So they were talking about everything, you know. Guy on the PA announcer, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that. In big, bold letters on the Jumbotron, it said, end racism. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, why?
What is that gonna do? It's embarrassing that they're trying to. It just looked like a fucking shitty kids it's presentation.
Just putting Black Lives Matter anywhere.
Like, you don't. Why do anything though? Right. If you're gonna play your games, just play your games.
Well, because maybe they're trying to raise awareness too.
But they're doing it in the wrong way.
How so?
Well, they're doing it right now. They postponed the games. Right.
What do you mean?
NHL's not playing right now.
Okay. So I'm at the whole Jumbotron thing. Like, why is that?
It just looks stupid. It just but really looks stupid. But it's
the same as anywhere. You walk down New York and on a billboard is but, Black Lives Matter and racism. It's the same
for thing. For sure. But why? What is that going to do?
Gets people talking.
I just think that was a complete and utter waste of time. And a lot of black NHL players also agreed with that. They were not happy with the way the NHL handled it. It just looked very poorly put together and just shitty.
Hmm.
But NHL is not playing games right now. It's just the world is on fucking fire, dude. It's fucked.
Hmm. I don't like talking about this kind of stuff because we have very different opinions.
Yeah.
And I'm not...
That's why we're friends, though, right? You can be like, friends and be on opposite sides
like
of the fence.
Now, like... Not everything is shown. And I am in no way, shape, or form saying that nothing has happened and that no racism is happening and all this stuff. It is happening. But we are not physically there to witness it. We're seeing it on a screen and hearing other people's stories. So where I'm coming from is... Like, oh, fuck. It's hard to explain because I'm not on either side. Like, I do see what's happening and I do know what is going on in the world. And the world is fucked. And fucking there's cops that are pigs and are fucking racist and killing people for no reason and favoriting the white people. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not doubting that at all. But until I physically am in a situation, I hate talking about it because... I don't know the full picture, so I don't want to give my 2 cents on a situation. And it's hard because most people are very aggressive with their own opinions and they'll throw hate to anyone that is not.
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying all cops are, you know,
no,
this
and
that.
I'm not just saying that.
Like I had a really good conversation the other day with a friend of mine who's parents, both his parents are police officers. I respect the fuck out of both his parents. Yeah. Right? It's just either way, like I said it in a conversation with a friend, like we can both agree that the United States of America is on fire right now.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's an absolute dumpster fire. And we can leave it at that.
Yeah.
If you're okay with leaving it at that.
I am.
Anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
Bella Thorne.
OnlyFans. I've said multiple times I want to get one, but I don't want to do nude. And this bitch.
So,
fuck her. But
first
like,
week, I believe,
down.
Yeah, first week, I believe she's slated at something like $1 million, and people are now saying first month she'll probably hit the $2 million mark in 1 month.
That's and disgusting money.
Save your money, guys. So I was listening to The Rundown the other day, which is a podcast. On live TV, their live podcast, they were talking about it, and Fights was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get her OnlyFans right now. I'll check it out. It's $20. So he's like, oh, yeah, $20. He bought it. And then the conversation just continues on whatever the hell they're talking about. And then you hear, what the fuck is this? And they're like, what? And he's like, it's basically just her Instagram photos. There's no titties. There's nothing.
Oh my
so
God.
Bella Thorne, congrats. As of right now, you've finessed.
Finesse the system.
A lot of fucking people have made a lot of money. I think Tana Mojo did the same thing.
I think that's what I'm gonna do.
I fucking do it. Like,
just post all my pics of me in my bikini.
But you don't even have to do that. Like, it's you could literally post a picture of your dog and be like, yo, thanks for your monthly payment of $19.99.
Yeah.
Right? But so she finessed the game hard.
Crazy.
Hats off to her. I know Courtney doesn't like her, apparently. We got into a conversation
oh my God,
in
yeah.
our group chat today.
I don't mind her. I just think that she's a beautiful woman, but she's not my first choice of someone who I'd want to see their nudes.
Well,
she
a,
looks
you can already see
greasy.
Them, you know, leaked.
She's practically posted nudes on her Snapchat
yeah.
before.
So that was another thing that happened.
Yeah, so...
There's a nasty hurricane hitting the States right now, too.
I think there was two, weren't there?
I don't know. One I read, like, there's like 20 feet of water. That's a lot of fucking water.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And they said, I think I read, like, this is going to be, like, one of the worst hurricanes
oh,
in the
God.
Long time. Like, even supersede Katrina.
Oh, that's not good.
So, hopefully everybody stays safe wherever that is.
Yeah. No kidding.
That's scary. Fucking scary, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what else? Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. So her dad's finally off. Ugh, I always say it wrong. Conservatorship?
I believe that's the word, yeah.
So her dad is finally off.
And yeah, so what I read, the judge got the dad off. And as of right now, Jamie Lynn Spears is, I believe that's still her name. I don't know. She ruined one of my favorite shows
yeah.
as a kid. I believe, yeah, she is now the sole conservator.
Yeah.
So they're making progress of hashtag Free Britney.
Mm-hmm. Long time coming, dude.
Which is good.
Yeah. Well, I spent $6 yesterday on Answer the Internet.
Ooh, baby!
For the sex pack. So... Okay, so this one's an interesting one. It's not that fucking, like, hot or whatever, but you flip a coin. Heads, you get to pick any person at any time to have sex with you for the rest of your life. Tails, you get 5 years in a maximum security prison. Do you flip the coin?
Wow.
That one's a good one.
I have to say no. I would not do good in prison.
Yeah. Okay, this one's for you. Would you rather be a guy with great dick game, but a small dick, or no dick game, but a hammer? So essentially, would you rather be good in bed and have a tiny wiener, or a fucking massive hog and be absolutely shit in the bag?
Well, I'm already number one.
Fuck off.
Looks like a needle, works like a sewing
machine.
Oh,
I hate that term.
I mean, how small are we talking?
Like a small dick that no girl would want to have sex with you.
But I'm good at sex. Probably the big dick can suck at sex.
Yeah. Most women are shallow like that.
Yeah.
Meh.
What about you? What would you rather have?
I can't say.
You got a big dick already.
So I guess you could say, would I rather have a stank pussy, but be really good at having sex? But it's, or like, a really fucking nice one and be absolutely terrible. But
yeah,
I feel like at the same time it wouldn't work because a girl can be
you.
Terrible at sex and the guy can just do all the work, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's do two more, and then we'll cut her off.
Let's do like 100 more. Oh, fuck.
This one is bad.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, my God. You have to take home the drunkest, fattest chick at the bar, but you get $10,000. You can upgrade as many features of them as you want for a grand each. How much are you spending?
Probably nothing.
Really? You would?
No. Like, what do you mean by, like, upgrade? So, like...
Like, $1,000, she's skinny. $1,000, she's not a sloppy drunk. $1,000, she's...
I'd probably spend, like...
I don't know. I guess they're pretty much... they did a question wrong, but I'm just going to say that she's a fucking gross slob. You get 10 grand. Are you going to keep all the money and just have sex with the gross person? Or...
Am I drunk?
I'm just going to say no. It's kind of a dumb question. Never mind.
Yeah. Probably 10 grand.
What's the best made-up story you've told someone to hook up with them?
Best made-up story I've told somebody to hook up with them? That I like them?
Oh my God. That's not even that weird.
Oh, weird. I thought you said best story.
Well, it is, but like saying, oh, I like you. Let's have sex. Fuck, most guys do that to get laid anyway.
Well, like, so when I first moved down here, I went out and, like, went out with a couple buddies that were from Victoria that kind of have a lot of money. So I kind of, like, pretended I had a lot of money.
Mm.
But it's not really the greatest question either.
Hmm. Okay, this one's good because both of us watch sports.
I don't lie a lot, I guess.
No, I guess, yeah. Me neither.
Fucking liar.
Okay, last one, because both of us like sports. If you could have a coach from any sport standing next to you and coaching you as you have sex.
John Tortorella, Columbus Blue Jackets coach.
Okay.
100%. Hockey guys will fucking love that one.
Okay.
Actually, I changed that. Is it gotta be professional sports? Because I'd have my junior B coach there, Bradley Sean Fox.
Okay.
Head full of rocks.
I don't know. Next one. We'll do one more. What do you do when you... What do you do when a girl is grinding on you at a club and you get a boner? Or you're grinding on a guy and he gets a boner? It's never happened to me.
Yeah,
Unless it was my ex, but...
Probably haven't had it happen in
years.
Like, I mean, even, like, a lap dance with the strippers. Yo, did I ever tell the story when I fell in love with a stripper?
I feel like I have heard this, but...
Oh. Should I tell it or nah?
We'll save it for another time. Okay, last one. Do you eat ass?
You fucking whore.
It came up.
It's ass-eating season, baby.
Ayo.
Do you?
Nope. Would never you? Eaten scrum.
Would you?
No, never. I don't care how long we've been dating, married, engaged, how long I've known you. I will never, ever, ever eat someone's asshole.
I respect that 100% because I...
It's weird for girls to do it to guys.
Not really.
It'd be weird to get. I don't know how I feel about someone licking my asshole. It's never happened and I don't want it to.
As a guy?
Yeah.
I mean... I don't want my ass eaten.
No.
Not interested in that at all.
Yeah.
I don't want a finger anywhere near there. No. I've had people try. Probably shouldn't have that.
Really?
100%.
Ew.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? I'm not judging, but sometimes I wonder what girls think. Like.
Apparently, like, I mean, I know guys that have had it done and they're into it. And I'm just
isn't
like,
the guy's G-spot in his asshole, though?
Sort of, yeah. Allegedly.
Oh, that's fucking some weird ass. Anyway, we're gonna end it there. I don't want to get too into that because I'm starting to get real grossed out. But
so this was a absolute roller coaster of an episode. Yeah. We had highs and we had lows.
The past two have been very, very good high episodes because, like I said before, a lot of our other ones were very depressing.
Sometimes you just gotta come down to earth. Yeah. It's tough with the days of social media. It's literally in our hand. We see it fucking 24/7, all this bullshit that's going on. So
sometimes. Speaking of social media,
yeah,
follow our Instagram at the He Said She Said podcast. And if you want, Facebook and YouTube, where we post clips and the full podcast episode as well, you can. It's just the He Said She Said podcast.
And keep giving us some reviews. We've kind of slacked on our reviews after the first month, so.
Yeah, I want to read the last one that we just got.
So this was by Shelby's mom, Diera.
I love this comment. So, I love how you guys incorporate different segments every week. I find myself looking forward to Monday to hear the podcast. Keep up the good work. Also, Courtney has superior taste in water. Mac might as well be drinking from puddles.
And you know what's funny? I can hear her say that too in her voice. So
I know I have superior taste in water, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thank you for listening.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's
No, that's what he said.